It's the Dave Saint Day Morning Gang. We're gonna wake you up.
Hey!
It's the Dave Saint Day Morning Gang. Put a little sunshine in your cup.
My.
With traffic and news and wacky interviews.
We got one now.
Make you smile.
It's 8:08. Good morning, Atlanta. Or should I say Fahrenheit 8:08? I guess that's what everybody's saying now. Fahrenheit. I gotta tell you, I'm sorry. I saw Fahrenheit 9/11 over the weekend, and I got a question: is 9/11 refer to some date in September, or is that Michael Moore's weight? I mean, that guy. So I go, hey Mike, how about a salad? You know what I'm saying?
I didn't like the movie, Dave, because I didn't recognize anybody in the movie.
It was crazy. This guy, I mean, you're going to be doing a movie. How about putting the razor a little closer to the cheek? But that's just me. That's just old Dave. That's just what old Dave noticed. You know, we live in very troubled times. And that's the one thing that I took away from this movie. Because I was seeing all this stuff about Saddam Hussein and George Bush and terrorists this and Al-Qaeda that. I'm thinking, these are really troubled times. Thank God you can turn to places for a little laugh. And I picked up a book over the weekend. It's this new book out by Judy Brown. It's a book called She's So Funny, 1768 of the Best Jokes from Women Comedians. I started thumbing through this book. I was chuckling from page one. Because what she's done, let me tell you what she's done. The whole book is nothing but one-liners from some of the funniest women. And let me tell you something. Women kill me. Women, they slay me. Listen, I had far too many kids. It was so damp in that playpen, we had a rainbow above it.
Because they go to pee. They pee in the crib. They're talking about a pee-pee.
That's funny, Dave.
Phyllis Diller, of course, a good friend of the show. He's on all the time. And I thought, we got to tell this woman, Judy Brown, because Judy Brown obviously has her hand on the pulse of American comedy, and the hand of, I think, what makes these women tick, because these women have a different, they come at it from a different angle. They come at it from a different point of view. I think that's what makes them so funny. And as you look at Paula Poundstone, obviously beautiful. So if we could please, let's bring up Judy Brown. Good morning, Judy. How are you?
Good morning. Howdy doody to you.
Howdy doody to you too.
Howdy doody. Now you've done it. Now you've gone too far.
Judy, I got to tell you, I really enjoy your book. We are very good friends with Rita Rudner on this show.
Go love her.
Does our show all the time. And I was glad to see you give her a little bit of attention. What was the inspiration for you putting together such a great book?
Oh, a couple years ago, I think Jerry Lewis said he didn't find women funny.
Oh, that's a crazy.
Yeah, you know what
Jerry Lewis, have you seen that guy with the steroids and other that guy? Michelin.
Which is interesting to me because, you know, in 30 or 40 years, I'd never found him funny, so, okay.
Well, that's not hardly working.
Yeah, exactly.
He would love the legs in that movie.
I think Jessica Simpson's funny.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, in a way, yes, she is. But she and something, and neither am I, 5:15 in the morning from L.A.
Oh, well, yeah. I understand, Judy. It's a little bit early. They're probably out of the improv all night, I'll bet.
Right. You know, I love this one from, you were just talking about Michael Moore earlier, George. I find George W. Bush funny. I really do.
And well, now, just a second here.
I got a great joke from Kathleen Madigan.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, are you having sort of intestinal problems?
We're okay. Go ahead. So you were talking about...
She says, I don't understand evolution. If we came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? What? They couldn't make it over the hump? George W. Bush made it. What's up with their raggedy asses?
Asses.
Who was that again?
Kathleen Madigan.
Oh, Kathleen Madigan. There's got to be. Is there like the best of you? No, we're talking to Judy Brown. The book is called She's So Funny, 1768 of the Best Jokes from Women Comedians. Is there like a female comedy hall of fame thing or something? Because, I mean, I got a whole list of ladies right now, and I'm talking Judy Tenuta. I'm talking Joan Rivers. I'm talking Rita Rudd. Elaine Booth. How about our very own Brett Butler from right here in Atlanta, Georgia?
I love her.
Yeah.
She's great.
Is there like a hall of fame or something?
You know, there should be. There absolutely should be. If you know who Pam Stone is, she just got an award from the American Women TV and Radio Federation. Does that count?
That's not bad. Do you have any little anecdotes? Do you have any Pam Stone-isms that maybe we can find in your book?
Well, I really like her joke where she says, my mother used to wake me at 6 a.m. and say, the early bird catches the worm. If I want a worm, Mom, I'll drink a bottle of tequila.
Oh, Pam Stone, ladies and gentlemen! Oh! Hey, up for Pam Stone.
Damn, what about Pam Stone?
Oh, my God.
What about your favorite?
I'm joking.
I'm not kidding. Tyrone, you all right, Tyrone?
I'm drinking.
Somebody get some water. Can we get an intern to get Tyrone some water?
Dave, what about your favorite Fran Drescher?
I think Tyrone's about to bust a gut over here.
Please perform the Kevorkian on him.
Can't wait, because he's a... Whoa, death doctor. Fran Drescher, who was, in my opinion, a groundbreaker. Here was somebody, Fran Drescher, who was able to break the barrier and go from the stage to the small screen, have an incredible career, and still maintain a comedic integrity.
Well, I love The Nanny. She's not a stand-up. My book is mostly about stand-ups, but I love The Nanny. I mean, all those great old corny Jewish jokes were just fine by me.
Yeah.
I grew up in New Jersey, and, you know, lots of fun. But I really like Wendy Liebman, if you know who she is.
Oh, yeah. Another very, very famous funny woman. Yeah.
I go running when I have to.
The
ice cream truck is doing 60.
Oh, because the ice cream truck! Ladies and gentlemen, Wendy Liebman, give it up! I went to the 850.
Ice cream is good to eat. It certainly is good to eat!
Yeah, 8:15 of the day morning, gang. She's so funny in the book. Hey, go out and buy this book. I mean, do yourself a favor. Listen, old Dave, buy the book. You will be glad that you did. Let's take a call. Joey is on the air. Good morning, Joey. You're on with Judy Brown.
Oh, boy. Hi, Dave and Tyrone and Candy and Judy. Hi.
Hey, Joey.
How you doing? Good. I just got to say that, you know, because a lot of people don't think women are funny. My grandmother is a hoot.
She is.
My grandmother's really funny. You know how they have like kind of homespun wisdom and stuff like that? One time, it was great. We were having Thanksgiving dinner, and my grandmother comes outside the stairs, and they were kind of icy, and she slipped, and she fell like kind of like Chevy Chase would, and she broke her hip, and she goes, "Oh, my hip! Oh my gosh, we died."
Oh, good.
A lot
of people accuse women of doing men bashing comedy, and I'm tempted at the moment, but I like Corey Kahaney's joke.
No, I don't know that guy. Who's he?
Corey Kahaney. She was one of the finalists last year on Last Comic Standing.
Oh, that is one.
That's a great show.
I tell you, I like that show.
And she says, never badmouth your ex-husband to your kids. Because if you do, then you ruin the moment when they figure it out by themselves.
No, I say, because this is what I love. This is what I love about these female comedians, is that not only are they funny,
Maybe I didn't tell it right.
This book is brilliant.
So she slips on the stairs, and she breaks her hip, and she goes, "Oh, my hip is broken."
Yeah, because there's a kernel of truth. There's a little nugget in each piece of comedy. Because
my
really, when he was
broken.
Yeah, because she fell and she couldn't what, Candy? She fell and she couldn't get back up. She fell and she couldn't get up. And just like the TV.
I don't think anybody has really overused that joke in maybe the last 15 years. So it's really good that you guys are still overusing it.
Well, I don't think so. I think a good joke is like a fine wine. I really do. It just gets better and better, if you know what I mean. I want to ask you, and we're talking to Judy Brown. She's so funny. I want to ask you if you could name? Who do you think is really the grandmother? Or who do you think is the real founding mother of female comedy?
Oh, I guess that would have to be Phyllis.
It's Diller. the dancing day, morning gang. We're gonna wake you up. It's the dancing day, morning gang. Put a little sunshine in your cup.
She's so funny.
The traffic and news, the wacky interviews.
Dancing day, morning gang.
You smile.
Good morning, man.
The Don Miller Morning Show. Show director, Wally.
I'm not a big fan of Twinkies, but deep fried, they're good.
The Don Miller Morning Show. 99X.